It's time for the Little Known Black History Fact. We always celebrate Black History here on the TJMS every day. This is the story of Raymond Hill, the king of sequins. Sequins.
Sequins.
You heard him.
Yeah.
Beads. Studs. Yes.
Shiny stuff.
Things. Things that shine, yes.
Raymond Hill claims that his sequin business is the only one in America. Raymond Hill is the owner of New Jersey-based Sequin City.
David.
Yeah, baby. That's appropriate.
Sylvester used a lot of sequins.
Yeah, he used that.
Yeah. Good choice, Super Day. Originally from South Carolina,
okay,
Raymond Hill.
Wait a minute. Okay.
We're another sequin king.
The original sequin king is from South Carolina. He came north and began working in the fabric business. Raymond Hill was so talented that he became a sales manager for a top company. Mm-hmm. Raymond Hill was promised a percentage of sales over $1 million, a number he hit often. The agreement went foul as the owner hated to write him a bonus check and fired Raymond Hill. Instead of downing himself, Raymond Hill took up Sequin City. Sequin City in New Jersey. Man.
I gotta have it, man.
I know.
And you know, if it wasn't for comedy, J. Anthony Brown would be the owner of Sequin City.
He would be the king of sequins.
He would be the king of sequins. So Raymond Hill has J. Anthony Brown's comedy to thank.
For that, not having the competition.
And you got all your, and he goes to the container store, so he's got all his sequins.
Love it. Got all my...
All the sequins are nice.
You see the stuff we wear on the cruise. I mean, you got to have shiny things. You got to.
Not just
you got to bedazzle, Sybil. Uh-huh. Things have to be bedazzled.
And you are a bedazzler.
I am a bedazzler.
Your little known Black History Fact is about Raymond Hill, the king of sequins.
Mr. Sequin City.
The owner of Sequin City in New Jersey. Check it out on blackamericaweb.com. 16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.